The head of the country's largest bikie gang has had his visa cancelled and is stranded in his home country of Malta. 60-year-old Alex Vella is the national president of the Rebels motorcycle gang and has lived in Australia since the 1960s. The immigration minister has confirmed he's cancelled the bikie chief's visa under character provisions of the Migration Act. Lindy Kerrin reports.
He's known as the Maltese Falcon and has recently been holidaying in his home country. In a video posted on YouTube just yesterday, Alex Vella is seen drinking with a fellow Rebels member.
Here I am next to my friend, and I'm now going to shake his hand.
Alex Vella was planning to cut short his holiday and return to Australia to attend his sister-in-law's funeral. But the immigration minister has cancelled his visa, which means he won't be allowed back into the country.
We have taken this action while Mr. Vella was offshore, and he will take whatever remedies he sees fit to take in relation to the decision that I took last Friday using the character provisions of the Migration Act.
It's unclear exactly what information the minister has based the decision on, and a brief statement from the Australian Crime Commission CEO Chris Dawson doesn't shed any light either.
The Crime Commission works with a range of government agencies, including the Department of Immigration and Border Protection, on behalf of law enforcement. The content and scope of the information provided to the Minister for Immigration is protected under S503A of the Migration Act, and as such, no further details can be provided.
The world today has been unable to reach Mr. Vella, but he's been quoted in Fairfax media saying he's being unfairly targeted. Meanwhile, members of the motorcycle community have leapt to his defence. On its Facebook site, Motorcycle Clubs Australia has condemned the action, saying,
"This is fucking bullshit. This country and its laws and government are a fucking joke. Hope you get back, Alex, because it is ridiculous that they won't let you back in. He's lived in Australia for over 40 years, employs dozens of people, has multiple investment and development businesses, pays hundreds of thousands in taxation. He is a self-made man, an Aussie success story. It's so fucked up, it's beyond comprehension."
It's not the first time the federal government has tried to stop Alex Vella coming back to Australia. In 2007, he went to Japan to watch his son compete in a boxing match. The government refused to renew his visa, but he successfully challenged it. Dr. Mark Locks is a senior law lecturer at the Queensland University of Technology and has researched outlaw motorcycle gangs.
It's part of normal government policy, I think, in any government anywhere, to try and keep people with a criminal record outside of the country. And my understanding is that Bellas doesn't have full citizenship, so they're taking the opportunity to stop a person who's been here for most of his life from returning to the country on the same basis as if he had, for example, been a person seeking a tourist visa to come to the country and they had a similar criminal record.
The Rebels bikie gang has been the target of law enforcement authorities in recent years. According to the Australian Crime Commission, it's the biggest gang in Australia, with 25% of all bikies being members of the Rebels. Dr. Locke says he's not sure whether the government's decision will have an impact on the Rebels.
Depending on how they're running their operation, and since it's an international organisation, it may be that he can still simply be this boss of bosses and not have to run an individual chapter, just as the boss of bosses of the Hells Angels can give directions down the chain to a chapter of the Hells Angels in Brisbane from the United States.
The Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, is standing by the decision.
We take these character issues very, very seriously as a government, and this government is not going to shirk its responsibility when it comes to making the decisions about these very serious character matters, and to provide the police at state and federal level and the Australian Crime Commission and others who are engaged in a very serious round of operations and activities which are designed to keep the people of Australia safe, and they will have the support of this government.
Immigration Minister Scott Morrison ending Lindy Kerrin's report.